I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Linn County Conservation Agent Donald Fessler, and we're talking about the hunting seasons that are going on and coming up. What seasons are going on right now, and which ones are coming up very soon?
So we got several seasons coming up. We got firearms deer season that's coming up on November 13th through the 23rd. And then we'll have, we just had recently the early youth portion of firearms deer season, which was October 30th and 31st. Here we got another late youth season here on November 26th and 28th. And we'll have a antlerless deer season December 4th through the 12th. And the late part of the season, which would be alternative method season, starts on December 25th through January 4th.
Are there other species that are also having seasons?
Yeah, so we have archer deer and turkey going on right now. That season will conclude at November 12th, and then it will also reopen up November 4th through January 15th. For archery methods, and firearms turkey are getting ready to close up here on October 31st, as this past weekend it concluded. And then we have waterfowl and coming up here. This started October 30th through December 28th is the duck season, and the goose season is coming up as well on November 11th through the February 6th. And then you'll have, of course, the snow geese season, white goose, which will be February 7th of next year.
So. Talking about deer and turkey seasons, there are bow and the firearm seasons. Are they mixed together or are they pretty much separate?
So they're not completely separate. Archery deer can be, like people can use a bow for during the firearm season, but they have to tag it, of course, with their firearms permit. So they do overlap, like they are separate as seasons, but you can use one method for another. Besides, of course, an archery season, you have to use an archery method. You cannot use firearms. But vice versa, during the firearms deer season, you can use archery methods.
What about what you called alternative methods?
So alternative methods are black powder, atlatl, crossbow, and archery. You can use those as well.
And those can be used throughout any of the firearm season as well?
Yes. You can use any of those methods during the firearms deer season as well.
Okay. Waterfowl hunting. Where is a lot of the waterfowl hunting taking place around Linn County and, you know, around the general area?
So in Linn County, we have Fountain Grove Conservation Area, which is about 9,000 acres. It's a big wetland management area for waterfowl. And hunters can go in to the daily draw and take their chance at getting a blind on the area that day. There's a series of steps you'll have to do in order to get into the draw system and all that stuff.
The duck season is, it sounds like, somewhat separated from the goose season.
Duck season starts earlier than goose season, but you can take ducks and geese together while you're hunting. After November 11th, you can. The duck season starts on October 30th, as I said, and then November 11th is when the goose season starts. After November 11th, you can shoot ducks and geese until December 28th for ducks.
What is enforcement like during the hunting seasons? Is it a lot of just checking what the folks have been doing, or is it a little bit more than that?
Yeah, making sure they're using the proper legal standards as far as making sure their shells are non-toxic shot on our areas, making sure that they're killing their daily limit, nothing more, and making sure they're harvesting the correct ducks or geese that are permitted within the season. I know there's a lot of ducks out there, and that's why a wing ID is very important, and making sure you identify your target before you harvest it.
That is Conservation Agent Donald Fessler, and this is Cop Talk.